Wednesday night, or I gotta have like a date. Thank you. Or Lechav Zayin Cheshvan, and we're learning Shmaitzah, and we're in Shmaitzah Beis, Perek Yud Aleph. And the Shmaitzah is wrapping up these inyanim, and he's talking about Tosefes Ksuba. He brought down the Machlekes Rishonim, whether it definitely is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. We talked about the irony of that last night. But I'll call upon him whether or not Yenemet to say Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi seems to be a Machlekes Rishonim. The question is, why? What?
By
Tosefes Ksuba, Machlekes Rishonim. So how could that be? How could the Baal be Neman if it's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa? So what happened to the Gemara that you're only Neman because of Heimom and Beheimom? So he says, Ulfi Mashik Asafti. So he brings down that you could say Zins of Kodem HaNesuin. Mikitza, whenever you, again, it's the same cheshbon that you need the heimomru beheimomru because of kalanoyla tzofik b'shusa olav labi raya. When you don't have kalanoyla tzofik b'shusa olav labi raya, for example, that in the Tosefes Ksuba, you don't have it till the Nesuin. You don't get it till the Nesuin, so you lose it. You lose it if it was Nivala Tachtad. You also don't get the Tosefes Ksuba. So that means he's able to say that maybe you were Nivala after the Erisin. Maybe you were Nivala after the Erisin. And now you have the Ramban's Kasha, that she has the burden of proof, because who says she was Mekayim the Tanai? Since you lose the Tosefes Ksuba if you were Nivel before the Nesuin, so he could say it had before the Nesuin. And it's not a question of the Bittul Mekach, because no one's being Mevatel the Kiddushin. It's only a question of the Tosefes Ksuba. No one, right? So you don't have the whole dynamic of Kalanoy Tzavik Bishusa all of Araya. So he could say Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi, and you lose the Tosefes Ksuba because you were a Bul of Bishas to Nesuin. That's what he could say, and she'll have the burden of proof, because we'll kick in the Ramban's Kasha, as we call it, that she should. And it's only right she should have the burden of proof. She has a star with the Tanai, and she should have the burden of proof.
Why doesn't the Mela Mavata the Mecca to make her usher on him? If she was nibble between the Nusin, that was,
yeah, it could have been Baones. We don't know if Baratzen.
It's like Baones, he can still match.
Even if it's Baones, she doesn't get Tosefes Ksuba. If she was a Ba'ula B'shasta Nesuin, then you don't get Tosefes Ksuba. That's the Mishnah Nafalpi, that Tosefes Ksuba is only for the Chibas Bia, it says, for the Chibas Nesuin, you're marrying a Basula. So again, the Cheshbon is, whenever you don't have a Bittul Mekach, so you don't have the rule of Kolonoyla Tzavik B'shus Olav Lavi Raya. Once you don't have the rule of Kolonoyla Tzavik B'shus Olav Lavi Raya, then you have other rules kick in, and he's been using the Ramban's Kasha as a rule, that she automatically has the burden of proof, because she has a star with a condition, so she has to prove that she fulfilled the condition. Omnom. Now it's right. The Gemara says it. So now he's going to finish the cheshbon. Now he's going to come into the kasha on the halacha. How do we paskin? We paskin subas d'oraisa. So how can we paskin that he's nema? He's nema to say Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, and she loses the ksuba. right? I there's no, but we paskin ksuba d'oraisa. In the halacha, we paskin ksuba d'oraisa.
So we,
why should he be believed? You don't have the whole dynamic of heimomri v'heimomri. Omnom kol zek shebo abar lahafset kol ksuba so. Tzorech time of the chazoko, then adam tarech besudu mafsido. Ubishum heimomru v'heimomru v'heimaminu, because ksuba is rabbonim. The lekala meimah sheyenemon mishum muchzuk the loimer aysirayah the besula at uchukushus ramban v'ara'o umitayim ushekosavnu kivin the loimotzi lafsida mishum lav haktov the chol shenoy that asovik mishus all of araya, right? He can't, he has the burden of proof because it's noy that asovik mishus, because we're talking about bitul mecca. So afilu b'shema b'shema chmesh kodesh b'pnei Yeshua. We learned all of this.
Where did b'nei Yeshua come from, by the way? Did we ask that last time? Like all of a sudden, b'nei Yeshua. Like we've been talking about this occasion.
Back a few prokem back.
We did.
Okay. Leimotzi lafsida alam mishum sfeika deratzon. Right. Leimotzi lafsida. So how could he win? Alam mishum sfeika deratzon. He could say it was beratzon tachtov. Because that's any day in Praticha. This is no news for us yet.
Old news.
Yeah. The Tanai meaning the Tanai that she was a Psula when she got married. That's what we assume. Because he's called a Tzavik Rishus, so all of Raya. So he has to bring a Raya. So that means when we look at it, we say she was a Psula at the marriage. So she doesn't have the burden of proof to show that she was. He has the burden of proof because of Raya. And for him to claim that maybe she was Mazaneh Tachtov and loses the Ksuma because of that, so we say that's already any idea in Praticha. To say she was Mazaneh assumes a Vadaichi of Ksuma, and maybe she got out of it, maybe he got out of it. Maybe something happened that he loses the chiyuv to pay her. It's not exactly any day in Praticha. It's any idea if something happened to make you lose the right to get ksuba from me, aznus. You know, his accusing her, his suffix, maybe she was an attack dog, is just any day in Praticha. It's not any day if I ever became a chiyuv to you. It's in the idea, I don't know if I ever paid you back. I'm admitting to the chiyuv. In this case, like we are forced to assume that she was a basula when she got married, right? Because he has the burden of proof to say she wasn't, because of kolanoil and tovik b'shus all of the raya. And for him to say maybe she lost the ksuba because of znus, so that's any day in praticha.
Yeah, but how is that proof from his side that?
It's not other rabbi, he has to pay. Because his saying, maybe you are Mazana, is saying any day in Praticha. I don't know if I paid you back. I admit there was an obligation, but I don't know if it was taken care of, if it was discharged. Aval and Belaf see the morning. Let's say he's not tiny Mekachtos. In other words, he could set up, this is the chiddush of the Shmaitza. Remember he gave the whole chesmen, if you hold kinsu b'cheskos b'sula, b'nimtzis b'ula, yesh laksu b'moneh, so he answered Tysus Kasher by saying the Gemara still works. But since there's no bitul mekach, there's no kolonet, there's just a lot of raya, and everything. So he says, you could create that. If the husband is not saying mekach tos, he doesn't want her to lose out the whole ksuba, he's tiny, she's a b'ula, and he just wants to give her a ksuba b'moneh. Shaper Mehemon, he would be Ne'emon. Because if he's smart, it's just a question of money. So if he just wants her to lose out of money, he would be believed. Afilu below time or day meminuhu, even if it would be against the Araisa, even the Muchsaku, Motsuyomar, Ema Mukasaitsa, Kodimerasin, the Kinsa Becheskas Basula. So he doesn't have the burden of proof. Like the Ramban's question, Ve'emor mukasei toisa v'les le'elamone. U'chai gadno da'amekach lo'i mevatel lo'amrina na'i klolo d'chol mishinoi l'asavim v'shus v'alav lo'i raya. V'kaimon kachachamim v'rab meir k'kintzu b'cheskos b'sula b'kintzu b'cheskos b'sula b'nintzus b'ula b'nintzus mukasei t'subosamone. So, okay, he's just saying if he wanted to do that, he could do that. He wants to show you that.
He makes a tiny mukasets?
Yeah.
How could he know
it's mukasets? He's saying maybe it's mukasets. And you have, he's the mukhsa. You're a bula. Maybe you're a mukasets.
She's now a mukhsa. Zeal time tonight.
Right, so normally we say kalanayu and sabi kushusu ala blavi raya. But here, if he's saying mukasets, he's not being mevatel the mekach, because the mekach's not bottle if she's a mukasets. It's not a mum, as we learned tonight. Not everything is a mum. If she's a mukasets, it's not a mum. That's what we paskin. She gets ksuba moneh, because she's not a basula, but it's not a mum. So he can't be mevatel the mekach. Once it's not a question of being mevatel the mekach, there's no more rule of kolonoi l'tzavik v'shus of olav araya. Once there's no more rule of kolonoi l'tzavik v'shus of araya, he's the muhsuk, and he's turning to her and saying, you have the burden of proof. Like the Ramban's question. You have the burden of proof of showing that you were a basula. You have a star, it's true, but your star is conditional. You go bring a proof that you fulfilled the condition. I say maybe you didn't.
I get that. I don't get why we're believing like his time. In other words, burden of proof is on her.
That's all it is. But the word belief only means to the degree that she has the burden of proof.
Why do we say, oh,
there is no
Bittul
Mekach by Mukhsa Saints. He's the one that has to tie the Bittul Mekach. We're not going to come and say Bittul Mekach. He's confident she wasn't Nival. He's not claiming it's a Mekach Tos. A guy finds a defect in his shirt. Takes the guy to Besdin. He says, I agree it's not a mum. It's not a mum to be placed in a Mecca. But it's worth less than the price I paid for it. Give me some money back.
That's called Mechila. She's Mechila.
Not Mechila Mamish, but he could say, I'm admitting it could be Moda. A Moda is not a mum. I'm saying it's a question. It's questionable. It's not a good example here.
Because he gets his money back.
Here it's a Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, so maybe Itaka was Mukasets.
Trying to think.
Yeah, so he's the plaintiff. He's saying, I'm not coming to claim, I'm not coming here screaming Mekach Tos. I just want some money back. It's worth less. There's a hole in it. Let's say it's not clear if it's a Mekach Tos or not. I don't know if you could say that by a Mekach Tos Mamish. Something that's a clear Mekach Tos, I don't think the buyer has the right to demand money for a devalued item. He could give it back. He can't demand money. But if it's not clear, then he could say, listen, I'm not claiming Mekach Tos, but it is, I'm claiming it's worth less if it's not clear. If it's not clear, if it's a mum or not.
So if it's at Hodah,
Hodah. So here he's saying, listen, I'm not chayshin, she was a bulasish. I'm claiming maybe she's mukasets. She has the burden of proof. What?
This is spoken. He said Pesach Matzasi.
And he says.
Now he says also, maybe you're mukasets.
Maybe you're mukasets. I'm not chayshin, you're a bulasish.
Okay.
Maybe you're mukasets. So that has the advantage. He's smart, he has a good lawyer, good toyan. And the Toyin teaches him to say this. He only gains 100 zuz. He doesn't gain 200 zuz, but it's worth it to him. Okay, he still has a wife. Now he says a further chiddush. The this, I don't know if my mom is it's true. I'm not sure. The Shmaitzer says it. I have to. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll look. If even according to the man, forget about Mukasaitz now. Let's say he says maybe you were nivol. Even according to the man, Yom Kinsu Becheskus Mesul of an Intz Bula Ein Lo Ksuba Klala to Mekach Tos. Shmaitz is saying he has a right to say, I don't want to be mevatel the Mekach. I'm mevatel, but I certainly don't want more than 200 zuz ksuba. I want more than 100 zuz ksuba because she's a bula. So I'm moichel the Mekach Tos, but I demand. I'm not sure you. Of course you can do it. I just realized it. By a Mekach, you can't say, I don't want to be Mavatel the Mekach, but I want the money back. Because it's either Mekach Tos or it's not Mekach Tos. Mm-hmm. Here, he's saying it's not Mekach Tos. I'm a Vater on the Mekach Tos. But here, it's not a question of worth. Here, automatically, Aksub is only a Mona. Mm-hmm. She's a Bula. Aksub is a Mona.
Without Mukha Seif, so isn't she Aksar on him? Like, he's Mona.
No, it's Fek. He's Moichel the Mekach Tos angle. He wants his wife, he's accepting her as a bula. We say to him, be Machayev me 200 zuz.
But if the money is, in other words, it's sort of
a. It's a chidish, but it's not wild. He's saying, you can't be Machayev me 200 zuz, she was a bula.
We're giving money, we're saying she's a bula.
She was a bula.
Easter, we're saying she's not a bula.
Not Isser, Mekach Tos. Not Isser, Mekach Tos.
It is Kafka.
No, he's claiming Pesach B'ruch Matzosi. He doesn't care what happened. He could claim Kintzum B'cheskos B'sulah B'nintzum Bula Ein Lo Ksuba Klal. That's what we paskin. He's not. That's called Bittul Mekach. He doesn't want Bittul Mekach. I want my wife. I'm a Vater. I found out the sweater has a hole in its elbow. I don't care. Now, my moment is you can't say, but give me back my money, I only want to pay for, maybe of course, I don't know, now I'm thinking.
I'm not sure about that, because doesn't
I think the moicher has a right to say no.
Right, you can say it's
Mekach Tos, give it back to me.
We're splitting totally.
But here we're not saying that. Here we're not giving him the right. Here we are giving him the right to say, I'm not being mevatel the Mekach, but I want the cheaper price.
So why is he getting a cheaper price? Because she's a bula.
She's a bula.
So if she's a bula, she's asking.
No, Lavdavna.
Why? Where is Lavdavna?
Stop saying also them. It's a sex faker.
It is. It's after the Arusin. Why are we talking about between the Arusin?
It's a sex faker.
Maybe it was Mukasaitz?
We're not talking about anything. We're talking about the most classic case in the world. A guy married a woman and he said, Pesach Matzosi. It's not also them. It's a sex faker. But he wants... According to the halacha, he could say no ksuba bittul mekach. She's not a basula. Kinsu becheskas basula benetzus bula ain't no ksuba klal. Meaning bittul mekach on the kedushin also. So the Shmaitzer is saying that. By the way, a guy could say, I don't want bittul mekach. I want my wife. I don't want bittul. I'm a vat there.
Yeah, but that doesn't give her a say in it at all.
Well,
because they I mean, if you look at it just for a second, as a star, you got to have a meeting of the minds. Okay, she accepted the ksuba 200 zuz, and all this is going on, and then he says, "No, wait a minute, you know, I don't want it Mexico, but I want to keep you, but I'm going to reduce your price," and she's got no say in it. You know, from the perspective
because
of
she's the motzi. That's what the Shmaitzer's pointed. Because she's the motzi. And that's his chap. His chap is you don't say kol anoylet sofik b'shusu all of araya because he's not coming to mimavatel the mekach. He's only coming to reduce haksuba. So to go say she has the burden of proof because she's the motzi and motzi machveil all of araya because we're in the Ramban's kasha mode. She's the one that has to prove that the conditions of her star were fulfilled. So it's not unfair. We're putting the burden of proof on her. That's all. She's coming with a star that says, "I am a psula. Give me 200 zuz. Pass go. Collect 200 zuz." You say, "I'm claiming you aren't a psula. You have the burden of proof because we don't have the rule of kol anoylet sofik b'shusu all of araya." the chiddush of the Shmaitza is that he could like artificially manufacture that. He could say, I don't want Mekach Tos. I'm Moichel, I don't want Mekach Tos. I only want a Ksuba Mone. Uchimavua Baran Perek HaMadir. The Ran Perek HaMadir says that he can do it. The Chol Tanai Shulu Tovoso, Bolonuskaya Matanai, Yuchalim Chol Tano. So here he's Moichel, that she's not a Basula. He's Moichel, so it's not a Mekach Tos. Can pose a question on our. You can well see the money, but no, that's not a tonight. That's a bull only has 100 ksuba. A bull gets a ksuba money.
Wait.
What?
What happens to Tosefes Ksuba when it's like money instead of Masai? Is that half the
Tosefes
Ksuba?
The same thing. She has the burden of proof. He's claiming she gets no Tosefes because she was a Bula because of the Nesuin.
She would get nothing.
Get nothing because she was a Bula. He's claiming she's entitled to nothing. And she has the burden of proof. There's some way to spend the Sheva Brachas. Vada Yachalamein Bekayim Tanoi, Chachakishus Ramban, Oiloim Amukaseitz, Oiloim Abula Hoysol, Atsidur Akmona, I want, Veloi Lovat Lamekach, the Bechi Hagavna Loi Amina, Komishinoi Lanasavik Bishuso, Alvaraya, the Yachalamein Bekayim Tanoi, Eimol Lav Tachtov. Ela Umbola Hatsid Koak Suba, it's only when if he's coming to say Mekach Toos, Mitzad Lav Tachtov, Ubal Kochach Sarach Lovat Lamekach.
This is according to the man Demar Bet Lamekach.
According to the Bandiyom, we pass again, Kinsha Mecheskes, Besul, Levin, Vizbul, Ein Lokso Bekhal. Kol Hecha Da Mekach Botel, Amrin and Hai Klolo, the Chomi Shanoi Lel Asovik Vishuso Vechulu. Right? The only much of the Hatsu, because then he has the burden of proof. The only much of the Hatsu, Kol Ksubosa, Elami Chashash, Eima Barotso. Right? But then, it's Ein Yodeya and Praticha. Now comes super chap. I feel the man
the
super
the earth. Right now we're coming to the
climax. We're coming to the last peak. Kasha. Vine, I feel the man the super the earth. So I know basula. When we say ksuba is the araisa, we're only talking about a basulas ksuba. Tafnuk shim ksubas a messiah, the ksiv kamoyer a basulas, that's the pasuk. Avu ksuba mone, any ksuba mone of a bula is certainly midrabbana. I'll leave it to chuli almein on the midrabbana. Yisyashi bezek, kush yos taisvis. Donan came along ksuba the araisa. Meimkein hechinem alam epezach basuach matzasi, that's taisvis kasha, right? Remember? The Gemara says, you can say epezach basuach matzasi, because ksuba is the rabbanon. So what do you assume the Gemara means, the truth? You assume the Gemara means that the good old ksuba messiah of a basula is the rabbanon. And he's only now because of heimomru v'heimomru. The Shmaitz is saying, if ksuba is the araisa, he could be namun anyway. As long as he doesn't have the albatross on his neck, of Kolanoi that Sovik Mishusa all of Araya, he can be Naman anyway, because what we call the Ramban's Kasha. So if he's saying Lamashal, let's look inside. Yisyasi Vizek Kushis Toysis. Don't come along to the Araisa, Vimkene Kinamalam Pesach Masuach, Vachem Roshom Zelashon, no. Vitame the Kamalam Kramshim Gamliel. Don't come to the Araisa, the Kamalam Kram Nachman Bedini, Ram Nachman Yom Pesach Masuach Naman. How does that work out? It'll be Mashiach Osavti. That's the Tosis Kasha. And then he says it over the way to Rosh, asks it. Lefi Mashiach Osavti. Tafil Lamandi Yom Ksubdi Raisa. And Bola Hafsida Mone Velitone Mor Mukaseitz. If he would come to do it that way, then he would be, ironically, all of a sudden, he would be Neman. Again, Neman always means just that she has the burden of proof. Yacholoyma kayim tadoich shebasula at the islach mosan imkei Neman bezeh. That he'd be Neman. Ella shubal asiduk subasal agamri mitzad lav tachtov levatel hamekach eni yochol mishamai kvalo d'chomishnoi d'anachem kishu so olav lovi rayim. Ella is coming mitzad chashas nus barotso then it's an idem praticha mizad lo yonem and he lav mishum dehem omer vehem omer vehem emi nu v'chiva d'monem midina mifsada d'mumukasay slo mevatel hamekach chmoy shkosavti. Oh, but in a road to the battle of Mecca, I feel a little bit of the Ula of Tachtov. Let's see the money if he decides to only say that. Nami Nemon Medina, she the most young kind of like a question of Sati. You can't even aim at the Suma Mone, the Vadim Midrabona. You should mock him and me new.
So it's a very difficult.
In other words, when the Gemara says, very fascinating shot, it's like brilliant. It almost, you say it can't be true, because that can't be what the Gemara means. He's saying that the Gemara says, Ksubas Drabonon, and that's why he's believed. It's talking about the second money. The first money he's believed anyway. Because the first money he's believed. Oh, no, that doesn't make any sense. Wait a second. So what does the Gemara mean when it says its words? He's Nemon on the second 100. Because he's saying, I wanted to have a ksuba money. I don't want bitul mekach. I want to have a ksuba money. But no, he's not saying mekach tos. But maybe it was nivela baratzon tachtov. Elamai tani dam praticha. But because it's drabonon, it's heimomer veheimomer. He wants to make her lose the second. The first part, he wins because she has the burden of proof because of the Ramban's kasha, kayim tanoich. The only thing that would overwhelm that was our original kasha, let's say, kolanoi l'tomik b'shusso alavaraya. That you don't have because he's not coming to be mevatel the mekach. He's saying, now he's really saying she shouldn't have any ksuba. Says the Shmaitzer, but we could. Not because of Bitul Mekach. Because if it would be because of Bitul Mekach, he'd mess himself up, because then we'd kick in the rule of Kolanol Tzavi Bishus all of Araya. But he's saying maybe she was Mazana Tachti Barotso.
I don't believe him.
What?
Normally we wouldn't believe him.
Normally we wouldn't believe him because it would be any day in Praticha. But on the second one, that's only the Rabbana, because everybody is made of the ksuba of Mone, of a Bu'ula, is with the Rabbana. So with the Rabbana, he is Neman. And the ksuba of the Rabbana, he is Neman. It turns out, according to the Shmaitzer, when the Gemara says, ksuba de Rabbana, veim hemru, veim omru, it's talking about only the second 100. The first 100, he's Neman, because if he's not coming to be Mevatel the Mekach, he's Neman, right? Because of no kolonai l'tavik b'shusai. So she has the burden of proof that it didn't happen. It wasn't a bia before anything. Where you would say, kitzah b'cheskes b'sula v'dimtzah b'ula ain't look so b'klal. But it's bitul mekach. He's not claiming that.
What if he is?
If he is, he would ironically be messing himself up big time. Because then we would turn around and say, kolonai l'tavik b'shusai all of Araya. He has the burden of proof. So he's smart, he has a good tayin. The tayin tells him to say, I don't want bitul mekach. I'm a vater on the bitul mekach. I'm accepting her as is. So there's no bitul mekach.
So then when we say bitul,
but maybe she was.
It's only when he's not.
Good morning. Yes, that's what we've been saying all along. But now the Christ is going further. He's saying, but he does want to make her lose the whole ksuba. He's saying she was Mazanet Baratso. I'm not coming because of Bitul Mekach. I'm saying maybe she was Mazanet Baratso. So normally we'd say that's any day in Praticha. Right? It's any day in Praticha. The Shmaitz has been telling us for 2.5 prokem. He It's any of them. To say maybe she was Mazana Baratzon is like saying any of them praticha. I'm moider of the chi of ksuba, but I'm saying maybe she lost it. But if we're only dealing with the second money, because we're dealing only with the second money, that's only with the Rabbanan. So on that he's believed. That's the Shmaitz's brilliant.
Right, but if she's learning, if she's losing all the mammon, then a ksuba that ain't a ksuba ain't a ksuba.
Right.
You know, so it is a mekach tos.
No, because she's not losing it because of mekach tos. She's losing it because maybe she was mazana tachto.
Doesn't the Gemara say that if he tainas that she was mazana baratzo, that he's now aser her to him, but it's not good enough for him to get the money?
Yeah.
I don't remember this. Details, but I remember learning this from Sapper. Just in general, I remember.
But if he's saying maybe she was.
He said she's Mazana Baratzon. He's now, because of his own words, he's Aser her to him, but he's not Neman to be Mafsid or Liksuva.
Right, that's the first, that's Shmuel on that test. Rav Nachman's saying since it's only Drabonon, he is Neman. Was ended on Tariach Masud the Mafsid. Hey, Mamma, Bay Mamma. Wait. But if he's, wait, you're asking a different question though. If he's saying she was not attacked, if she becomes also there, so why don't you say on? Yeah, that's not a bittul mekach. That's not a bittul mekach.
Not a
bittul mekach. She became also to him later. Kind of labah. So you don't say kolam ahilasavik. It's all based on the shmaitzes tremendous yisod that you only use kolam ahilasavik b'shus olav lo viraya to produce bittul mekach. That's what enables these last two prokim of parak and a half of exposition. So brilliant chaps.
But doesn't mean the teretz is a dochek or kimta, therefore, in the gemara. Tosfos is what was the kasha?
It's a dochek. These are my problems.
No. I mean, because what was the kasha?
Okay, it's a dochek. I don't want to argue the point. Okay, it's a dochek. The shmaitz was coming to answer
Tosfos. But there's many cases that it won't apply. Unless he's only mochel or mukasek. Right?
The Shmaitzer is coming to say this as a Teretz Tosfos Kash. It's a chab. I don't even know if the Shmaitzer meant it seriously. Because the Gemara, because according to the Shmaitzer, when the Gemara says Neman, because of, and ultimately because of Chazal Gedor Chassidim Mafsida, it turns out it's talking, and Hey Momru, Bey Momru, it's talking about the second hundred, because it's looking at her like a B'ula, and that's certainly the Rabbanon. It's not the regular question of if Ksuba is the Araisa or not.
But only these Mochel.
So it's design gesund. Yes. You're a nice fellow, patron of the arts.